Hey, loser. What are you doing up on the rooftop, huh? Don't you have a class now? So why aren't you in the classroom yet? Hey, I'm talking to you. Don't ignore my question. Answer me. Now. Oh. You were feeling kind of down? So you decided to go to the rooftop to refresh your mind? Okay, but it's pretty unlikely for you to miss class like that. It's unexpected behavior coming from an A-plus student like you. Something must have really happened to you. And by looking at your face, I can tell that you're upset with something. Do you want to talk about it? I know that I don't look like someone who's good at comforting other people. Which is kind of true, but I can still try a bit, though. And yes, I bully you all the time, but at the moment, it looks like you're going through something serious, so I don't want to make it worse for you. You don't have to worry about me bullying you for the time being. Now, do you want to talk about what's making you so upset? Maybe I can help you to feel a little bit better. I really don't like seeing you all upset like this. So, can you please tell me what's going on with you? No, you're not gonna be in any trouble at all. It will make me really happy if I can help you out. So, can you please tell me what's causing you trouble? Oh. So, yesterday you got stood up by your date. And when you tried to contact them, you found out that they blocked your number as well? That's horrible. How could they do this to you? Hey, don't cry. They probably didn't even deserve you anyway. Come here, let me give you a hug. There. There. What do you mean by you're not good enough? Hey. Listen to me. You're more than enough, okay? You're the sweetest person I know of. You have so many great qualities. You're nice to everyone, and you're nice to me as well, even though I bully you all the time. It's like you see the good in everyone, and it's so fun to be around you. You always help anyone who's in need, always. And on top of that, you have such an adorable smile. And your eyes are so beautiful. You are such a catch. So never, ever tell yourself that you're not good enough, okay? Here, let me wipe off those tears from your face. You look so cute when you smile like this. I'm glad that I was able to make you feel a little bit better. Oh, are you going to attend the rest of your classes? Now that you're not feeling down anymore? All right, then, that's great news. But before you go, I have one thing to ask. Are you free tomorrow? You are? Then, would you like to hang out with me at my place? Or I can come to your place to hang out with you. So, what would you prefer? You'd prefer if I come over to your house? Okay then. See you tomorrow at your place. Bye. My plan finally paid off. Now there is no one who is going to come between us. I took good care of the person with whom they were supposed to go on a date with yesterday. I threaten that person so much to the point that they are never going to have any kind of contact with my darling. I knew if I did that, then my darling would be stood up by them. That would really hurt them. But I had to do it, because whenever I see them with anyone else, it boils my blood. They are only mine and mine alone. I've been in love with them for such a long time. I can't let anyone else hit on them. And I've also decided that tomorrow, when I hang out with them, I'm gonna confess my real feelings for them. I'm fed up of just pretending like I'm not in love with them. Now I really want to be in a relationship with them so badly. I can't hold back anymore. I want them to be mine forever, as quickly as possible. I hope that they would accept my feelings which I have for them, but if they reject me, then I will have to force my love on them. Because I know that I'm the right person for them, and I understand their worth, so I'm going to give them all my love and all my affection. That's what they deserve, and I'll never let them go for anything. So, I really hope that things will go well for the both of us.